Hello there, I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 274, episode 1 of Der Daily Zeitgeist,
yo,
a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness, and it's Monday, February 6th, 2023. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. I am also known as Potatoes O'Brien, and I'm thrilled to be joined today by a very special guest co-host who is always joining us in a way. He's an artist, a musician, and the producer of this very podcast. It is super producer Justin Connor!
Yo, 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 what up? It's your boy Justin Connor, a.k.a. Hypebeast Harry, a.k.a. Childless Millennial Man. I'm here. I'm coming out. I'm stepping from behind the scenes and jumping into this TDZ pool. Let's go, guys. How are you?
There we go. What's up, man?
It's long overdue. It's long overdue.
Yeah.
I have a lot to say, goddamn.
I feel like you're just shaking some things off.
You
sound so free.
Yeah. You're gonna see a new me today. Usually, you know,
you've
in
got
the background.
Some shit to get off your chest,
bro. You don't even know the half of it. Let's go. Let's get into it.
Well, you are here for a banger of a guest because in our third seat we have one of our favorites, a hilarious stand-up comedian, actor, writer, who's written issues of Batman for a little outfit called DC Comics. And dropped a new stand-up special called Bury Me Loose a year ago. Please welcome back to the show the brilliant, the talented Yadoye Travis!
Yadoye!
Hey, what's happening? I'm back. It's me, Yadoye, a.k.a. I didn't prepare a bunch of nicknames. I wish you had said something up front before we got to this point, and now I'm embarrassed.
No, bro, I almost embarrassed myself. That was off the top of the dome. I stumbled a little bit, but we got there.
Yeah, I do feel like that's a lofty endeavor to take on off the cuff, you know?
Yeah.
That's a big risk you took. I respect that.
Hey, man, I'm here to take risks. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Sorry my voice cracked when I was shouting your name. I apologize.
That's okay. I have that
undignified. Yeah, I get nervous, you know?
No, that's okay.
By the way, I'm coming to you live from my Batman chair. You probably can't see it because it's dark as hell, but I got the Batman desk.
You got Batman lighting going on.
Yeah. I got the little, you know, I got the screenshot from Into the Spider-Verse behind me. Yeah, we're all black nerded out over here.
Yeah, you got a bisexual lighting situation going.
Oh, yeah.
Very purple right now.
Definitely going, yeah.
Yeah. If Batman was in high school.
All right, yeah. I mean, yeah. I'd love to see it. Are you pitching something?
Oh, it's already pitched.
Oh, shit.
The ball's in your court.
Oh, shit. All right, let's talk after the recording. Let's go.
Is the DC stuff ongoing? Are you still writing Batman stuff? What was that like, Yadoye?
It's ongoing. I just finished my second one end of last year. You know, it's one of those things. It's cool. It's a badge.
Mm.
They're out there. It's a very exciting thing. But, you know, it also doesn't pay the rent. So I'm like, you know, it's fun. It's cool. But I'll do another one when I do it.
I might be putting you in the hot seat here, but yeah. What comic books did you really gravitate towards when you first were coming up in the game?
I was a manga kid growing up, so I was reading like Naruto and One Piece and all this stuff. I actually grew up on like comic book cartoons more than anything. I was like watching the Spider-Man animated series, Batman animated series, X-Men. That's like what really got me into it. And so like,
got you. Yeah,
it was a little weird that they asked me to do this up front, because I was like, oh, I read them, but I don't like, I'm not right. like a huge nerd like that.
Well, how right. did they find you?
Because I was doing anime videos on YouTube.
Got you, yeah. got you. Yeah. Oh, wow, that's really cool. Yeah, yeah. I also came up similar. The X-Men cartoon, the Mask of the Phantasm Batman film, yeah. I probably wore that copy out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of that. I wasn't super into the comics. That was more in my sister's bag. But
yeah.
now that I see they're coming back with the James Gunn slate of that Brave and the Bold title in there, that really uh-huh. got me excited, because, you know, the comic book nerds out there, you guys are familiar. That Brave and the Bold title, coming from the Silver Age and Golden Age of comics, is really hearkening back to like the foundation of comics. And I'm missing that with, you know, the popcorn flicks and Marvel. And, yeah. you know, I kind of enjoy that, but I want to get back to the roots of, like, you know, not just the entertainment factor, but the philosophy of comics.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, bro, I feel like a lot of people, I'm living the life that I wanted to live as a teenager right now, you know, while right. we're still semi in a pandemic. And I torrented a bunch, like the entire X-Men, Batman catalog, just all of these
Fuck
things
yeah.
I wanted to read my whole life. Torrented very legally, obviously, you know, for, yeah.
right,
you know,
right.
for the law purposes.
Above board.
yeah. And I'm just like finally getting to like a baseline level of knowledge that I wish I had my whole life, that I felt like I didn't have access to,
right.
you know? Yeah. I feel like there's a bunch of nerds that grew up that like didn't have access to the shit that they liked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No? I was just going to say, there's so many people. It's hard to keep up now, especially as a nerd now. I mean, you go online, there's so many takes. I can't keep up. People are bringing up, you know, superheroes. Like, oh, I've been a fan of this guy for 30 years. I'm like, I never heard of this dude in my life. The research is intense mm-hmm. nowadays, for sure.
Yeah. You know, what's one of the craziest imbalances of power is like going out as someone who's now written Batman. And I like my view on Batman is that, like, dude is a fascist. He's a whole fascist.
Yeah.
He's a cop.
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
I think that's very
He's
obvious.
A cop, right?
And it's yeah. and it's hard to write for him and sort of think about the themes of it rather than like diving into this brooding character sure. and like romanticizing mm-hmm. him. And then like going out and tweeting stuff like that and getting responses from people that I know have read more of the comics than me.
Mm-hmm.
But they right. still think like, no, he's not a cop. What are you talking about? He doesn't. No, he doesn't. And so I can't like argue with them.
Right.
But even though I know the real world politics more than they do.
Right.
Yeah. But they know the fake world politics more. It's so like, it's right. such a bizarre.
Batman view. Asks the question, what if there was a cop that was competent and didn't fuck up every single time that he tried to do his job?
I mean, he fucks up a lot.
yeah, I guess
he fucks up a lot.
Yeah,
the recidivism rate of Batman is through the roof.
Yeah, so I feel like it's ridiculous.
yeah, everybody's right. just right back.
He also kidnaps children and puts them in harm's way like all the time. So, you know, that's not super fun either.
That's a good point.
Yeah, there's a deep commentary about Batman that is not even getting touched on.
Yeah,
you know? Right. What if there was a cop who was like all the other cops, except he dressed as a bat? That's the question that Batman...
Yeah.
All right. Yudoye, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of the things we're talking about. There's like more reports coming about the classified documents. Like, no, I guess there were no classified documents in Biden's beach house, but they're looking for classified documents in Pence's house. And like, I've come to the realization I don't give a shit and have never given a shit about this story at all. I think the mainstream media has kind of misjudged this one. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about jobs are booming, you guys. Wages are not. So we will talk about that. We will talk about the balloon that was traveling over the Western United States for much of the end of last week.
I've got so many questions about this.
It's very strange. Yeah. The video is fun and creepy.
Jordan Peele at it again.
Yeah, it does look like a Jordan Peele, you know, footage. Like it's a viral marketing for the next Jordan Peele movie. So we'll talk about all of that. Plenty more. But first, Yadoye, we like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history?
Oh, I got two things from my search history. I was just double checking because I saw somebody post they were reading a Gloria Steinem book, and I had to double check that she really worked with the CIA because I read that recently. So I Googled Gloria Steinem CIA. And then I also, for some reason, Googled Huitzilopochtli, which is the Aztec sun god that they would sacrifice people to. I was doing research for a tweet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Gloria Steinem worked for the CIA?
Yeah.
When?
It was a whole thing. I think it was in the, 60s and 70s, and she was like weirdly proud of it.
Wow.
Did she go to Princeton? Like, no, she went to Smith.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but all those people did, like, I think there's a lot of speculation that like Woodward and Bernstein were working for the CIA frequently. Mm-hmm. Like all the celebrities from the 60s and 70s that were like, supposed to be smart, I feel like a lot of them were working for the CIA.
Yeah, I mean, I read a whole Twitter thread about how Dave Chappelle's mom may have been complicit in Patrice Lumumba's assassination. So I feel like it's so much more widespread than we.
Yeah, at this point, like, what celebrity isn't a cop or affiliated with cops? Like, it's fucking every single day we come up with something new.
Oh, no, man. It runs deep. It runs deep.
Chris Pratt, I think.
Oh, Chris Pratt, 100%.
Cool. Oh, yeah, the jury's been decided on that.
Oh, you don't think he's cool?
Actually, you know what? I feel like if Chris Pratt was CIA, he would be way more open about it.
Right.
Yeah, he'd be bragging to everyone, yeah.
That's right.
He'd be the new Jack Reacher, yeah.
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 Chris Pratt is a cop and Jim from The Office is CIA, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, feels like it. What'd you find out about the sun god? What was the tweet you were writing?
Oh, I was just confirming the spelling, really. I guess I'd listened to a whole podcast about the fall of the Aztec Empire. It was a whole thing. Now I was tweeting about how the U.S. practices human sacrifice, but they just do it over a way longer period of time. And I was just like, could you just cut my heart out with a obsidian blade? I would really rather do that. Just throw my body down a pyramid while the blood flows down like a normal person. You fucking weirdo.
Yeah. Dignified.
Yeah.
Just like, at least if you're gonna do this, like, let me look cool.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. That's how I feel. Have Mel Gibson do it, right?
Yeah.
So let's go apocalypto.
Let's go apocalypto on this. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I love that idea.
I think that was a Kukulkan in that one, right?
Yeah.
The Mayans.
I thought you were talking about Wakanda Forever. Yeah.
Oh, but, no, I think both.
Yeah, I mean, yes, it was. He was in both.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the sacrifices didn't work, it seems like. For like they didn't get the desired result.
You know what? I would say probably not. I would say probably not, but given the results. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. What is something you think is overrated?
I mean, you know, I'm on the internet a lot. I feel like people are very aware of the state of the world right now, and I would say what's overrated right now is all that doomer shit. Y'all keep pushing all this doomer shit like there's no way out of this situation that we're in, but there absolutely is. You know what I'm saying? We can do stuff. We can still save the world if we put our minds to it.
Yeah,
it's a silly way to say that, but you know, it's a soundbite. It's not a comprehensive plan.
As someone who can fall into that doomer spiral sometimes, I'm very anxious about where the world is going. How do you keep yourself in check? Like, how do you make sure that, you know, you carry that positive attitude of like, oh, no, we can figure this out. We can find a way through this.
I mean, first of all, I put the Mark Fisher down. I feel like people are reading Mark Fisher too much, that capitalist realism shit. Mm-hmm. And I just like, I mean, I got homies I work with, talk to every day just about like actionable things that we can actually do at our level. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that if we actually put mind and practice to all these things, that they can expand out and set examples for shape that can spread out across the world, you know, got global implications.
Sure. The good news doesn't get a lot of light shined on it. And I mean, there's so many different things, like the example my sister likes to bring up a lot is like, I don't know, she did some project on like Acid Rain and stuff. And how that was a, I mean, that was a big deal. I don't think I've heard that term even once in the last like 10 years or so. But, you know, the climate, like, you know, making statues porous and stuff and melting the foundation of shit down. That was a real, real, real big problem. And we reversed
that. The ozone layer?
Yeah, the ozone layer. The hole, one of the holes has been completely closed. I think there's still two left. But yeah, it's, there's a lot of positive things that have happened, but we just, it's... I think, you know, with the whole if it bleeds, it leads thing, you kind of you have a hard time some, especially me, I have a hard time even believing in the good stuff. Like even when I read a headline, I'm like, oh, that's good news. It kind of just fades into the background so quickly because the urgency, I think, is on the extremely like the violent stuff. Yeah.
Well, there's the urgency and there's people thinking on this massive scale that's incomprehensible to them. You know what I'm saying? It's like people thinking about things in terms of like what the president can do, what the even what local government can do. We, like you still don't have control over local government like that. Mm-hmm. You know? But you can organize people around you. Like I got a bunch of neighbors that I still don't know that I could just go knock on a bunch of doors, organize us on that level and just like just you know, grow out from there. Also, people talk about acid rain. People don't talk about how much fun acid is. It's a good time. You know what I'm saying?
It's the best. Like,
you can think about it in those terms.
Oh man, if that's what acid rain was, the world would be a much better place.
Oh, yeah. So sick. Like, it would be so sick.
A friend of mine actually was talking about how like the Western imagination is obsessed with the big solution always. Like the example he was using was like the Trojan horse was like everybody was fighting and dying in this war. And then they came up with this like one big idea that like solved everything. The Trojan horse that like tricked the people. And it was like this one big idea. And like, that's rarely how history moves. Like usually the way history moves is like you try a bunch of different things and like slowly like and fuck up a bunch. Mm-hmm. And it's not like push all your chips in on one solution that you are like reasonably sure of, because a lot of the shit we're reasonably sure of ends up being wrong in the long term.
And people have this like idea that history necessarily or progress necessarily moves forward, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And if you think about that in terms of the entire scope of human history and how we're just kind of a blip in all of humanity, even let alone like the history of the universe, it just promotes this like inertia. Because you think everything necessarily gets better, so I don't have to do anything right now.
True.
Or I can't do anything. It promotes this like this predetermination that you can't break.
And like a lack of imagination.
Yeah.
Like I feel like it's always that fucked up my imagination when I like can't, when I got this idea in my head that it was like all just like on this set course of like slow progress, everything's getting better, science has it covered, science is gonna figure it all out, and the world just became like much less interesting to me. And then when I got older and out of like the public school and, you know, even college, that's when I realized, oh, it's like it's a mess out there and it's very like mysterious and interesting.
I was just gonna say, like, I think the part of the problem lies in the way, you know, we're taught history in the U.S. like in our public schools. I think America has a problem with idol worship, and we pick out these figures in history and like they portray them to you in history class. Like these are icons, like they're bigger, they're much bigger than you. They're larger than life. And I kind of got the point. I'm like, oh, a JFK will come along to save us at some point or something. And that's not going to happen. And I think
a JFK will come along and save us while declaring war on us, people overseas
and sexually assaulting all of his employees. Like they really whitewash a lot of the stuff. But as a kid, I'm like, oh, it's taken care of. And I think there's some sort of, if I can give them as much benefit of the doubt as I can possibly give, there's some sort of benevolence in that of like, I'm trying to paint this world for my kids where they don't have to worry. Like I'm teaching them about this dangerous, dramatic like war where many people died, but you know, there are good people and that's ultimately what wins over. And you know, that's not necessarily the case. And I think that's dangerous rhetoric when you start making it, you know, to the point of like, you know, perfect example, MLK, the US government told him to kill himself. And then we hold him up as a icon at the same time after his death. It's so two-faced.
Yeah.
Spokesperson for many great brands in the United States, you know, appears in lots of commercials.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
Might've been the first place I saw him.
Yeah.
When I was a kid. Yeah.
Funny shit, man.
What is
What is something you think is underrated?
You know what? I was going to say imagination and the indomitable human spirit, but I also think it's just learning. Learning is good. Mm-hmm. I feel like I rediscover, it sounds so stupid, but rediscover just the power of learning shit as an adult. I feel like we, to the point of imagination, we just kind of like give adults the impression that they're too old to learn new shit. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm 31 years old. I'm not that old. I've been convinced that I couldn't learn new stuff since I was like 12 or 13 years old.
Yeah.
And that's crazy, right?
Right. Yeah.
It's like to be like, I'm too old to learn how to play music. I'm too old to learn how to learn like math, science, all these things. It's like, I don't know, man. We got to reframe our whole idea of education in this country, man. You can do a lot of this shit on your own. YouTube is free. YouTube is free. There's a lot of shit on there. Libraries are cool. I don't know, man. I thought this was going to be funnier, but it's not. It's just a serious point. It's just a real serious point.
You're making such good points.
Learning is fun, dog.
Like the T-Rex with sunglasses said on the poster in my fourth grade classroom, learning is fun. Wasn't that one of the ones?
Yeah. I mean, I've had this thought before, even like in my final couple years of high school, like junior, senior year, I started thinking, I was like, you know, that was when Wikipedia was, you know, like everyone was doing their research assignments based off of Wikipedia entries. And I was like, literally every piece of information I'm about to pay $20,000 a year for is already available for free. You just have to know how to form a curriculum and guide yourself through it. And that's the part that's hard to do, but it's not impossible. And it's figuring out how to like make it stick in your brain, but it's all out there. It's all available for you to just look up and have it change your life.
Yeah. I mean, it's like you got to reframe education to be like, how do I meet my own needs? And how do I, my own needs, including the shit that I'm just curious about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right. How do I learn for myself instead of learning how to prop up this, like, whether it's like a nation state or some other institution, you know? Like, just learn for yourself instead of learn what people need you to learn after making you say the Pledge of Allegiance and whatnot, you know?
Hell yeah. I feel like there's a general belief that life, like, peaks when you're young. Mm-hmm. In the U.S. especially, because that is when we're most valuable to corporations as consumers. That's why like 18 to 34 is the target demographic. Mm-hmm. And it's like, so that's the part that gets like glorified and that's the part that gets shown to us. But it's as someone who is an incredibly slow learner, like that you can get, if you're willing to like go through uncomfortable shit, you can just get better and like just peel back layers of the onion that is your, you know, all the shit. Like I was so full of shit for most of my adult life, so full of shit and had no idea, you know?
Yeah. Same here. I mean, it's, I think people also have a big problem with looking foolish or whatever that means to them, or, you know, or failing, like attempting something and not looking cool while doing it, or like looking like you don't know something while you're doing it, I think is a big fear for a lot of people. It's not healthy. You need to get over that shit. No one cares about that as much as you do, and it's holding you back. Yeah. Go out there and live your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, dog. And, you know, maybe the death of Twitter, you know, in the coming week will change a lot of people's attitude about that, you know?
So is that they're just going to start charging for like the baseline, like just to use the shit?
Yeah, there's going to be a basic tier, I guess, they announced yesterday.
Good, because I've been wondering when the collapse was going to happen. It's been talked about for so long, and it's this, I feel like Miles waiting on this baby. Like, I'm like, when is Twitter going to fucking collapse?
Right. When will I be free?
Yeah.
When will I finally be able to let go of this stupid ass platform?
Fuck yeah.
All right, y'all, hit me with the Discord invite. That's where I'm coming to hang out with Zeitgang in the Discord.
Same here. I'll join the Discord. I swore I wouldn't. I think on air once, but I'm coming there now. Let's do this.
All right. Well, what's your Twitter so they know?
Oh, I'm not on Twitter.
You're not on Twitter.
No.
Where do they hit you up?
Instagram. You can find me at Jcon the Smith, JconTheSmith. I haven't decided that that's a Raekwon the Chef reference yet.
I like it. All right. We'll hold each other accountable. We both, Justin and I, will be in the Discord in the coming days. So hit us up. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about classified documents in Biden's beach house, you guys.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
And we're back. And the media, like, I'm mostly observing this through headlines that I just, like, see shuffling across the New York Times, Drudge Report, CNN. There's always, like, an update on, like, no classified documents in Biden's beach house last week. And now they're looking for classified documents in Pence's. And I haven't given a shit about this story, like, from the start. And at first I was like, and that's because I'm anti-Trump. And, like, you know, I was, like, critical of myself for not giving a shit about it. But it's just like, I don't know. I couldn't be less concerned that Joe Biden is, like, hoarding documents to sell them to other countries, like, because he's, like, trying to make money off of being the president. Like, that's what we were interested in from Trump. And that does exactly sound like some shit Trump would do. Joe Biden is not that cool. Like, he's not doing that shit. He's not that interesting. He is doing this by accident. It doesn't matter. It's just a talking point for Fox News to be like, well, what about this? But I feel like the mainstream media just, I don't know. They like have this logic puzzle in their brain where they're like, well, if president also has documents he's not supposed to, then other president who did it gets away free. And it's just, I don't know. It's nonsense.
Yeah. I think it's kind of like an inertia machine too. Once you have like a headline that, you know, whoever's running the website or producing the show and they're seeing like, oh, ratings go up when we mention this thing. We didn't expect the documents situation to go where it went with Trump. We expected it to be like a one day story. Then it's like, oh, hey, here's some more. Oh, hey, here. Whoa, this is looking nefarious. This is looking weird. You know, and they're like, oh, shit, President Biden. Oh, shit. And it just becomes more of like a, like, oh, well, this story got mentioned and it gets headlines. So now here's another thing. We'll just bridge these two things together. And here you go. Here's another story for tomorrow. It's so lazy.
Yeah, I just don't understand what the president can do with classified documents at home that he wouldn't just do at the office. Like, he's not right. Naruto.
Yeah.
I'm picturing him just right. Reading ninja scrolls and doing the same jutsu for 500 episodes. But beyond right. That, I don't know. I don't understand what the concern is.
And how much of this is just old men having poor record keeping? Like, I don't, all where's, what's the story here? I just don't give a fuck. Right.
The Trump one is intriguing.
That's different.
Is vaguely because they were like, hey, you have these documents. He's like, I do. They're like, give them back. And he was like, fuck you. And then he was like, I don't have those documents. And then they were like, hey, man, we're here. Like, look, the documents are right there. You were holding them. That was weird. And he's the type of person, he does have like nefarious relations with,
yes,
like, the Saudis and all sorts of wild shit. So like, it's just it's another one of these things where you're like trying to pretend that Trump is like other presidents.
Yeah.
And it's just like that's
yeah.
That's never going to be the case.
I mean, bro, I got a framed magazine cover I stole from the Vice offices in 2018. Is that bad?
Yeah.
No. Should I give that back? I don't understand. Like, what's the problem? They canceled the show.
Yeah. So now the way these searches are being conducted is like they're confirming with the person. The person's like, okay, come on in. I think Pence might actually plant documents so that people think he's more interesting. Because like he's so whack. Like the idea that they're searching in Pence is just like so sad.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's like, no way this motherfucker's up to anything or is like not so careful that he would actually do it. Right. But like I feel like to like get the pop and to get the headline, mm-hmm. I think Pence might like plant some documents.
They're just like, hey man, these are from JSTOR. What is this? These are like research papers. These are available.
Yeah. All right. On the subject of kind of relearning stuff, scientists believe they've just discovered the secret to Rome's self-healing concrete, which I didn't really know that's what was going on with Rome's concrete. I did know that there was a recipe that Rome had figured out and that we like that just got lost and that
yeah.
they're like, oh man, we should have hung on to that one. But yeah, it's always interesting to me to be reminded that like we forget shit all the time. Like we lose books to history, we lose important secrets, recipes.
Yeah, it's something with limestone, right? Some like crazy recipe situation.
Yeah, it's like hot lime seems to be, which I think that's also just like a flavor of Tostito. But like, I think it's like hot, like. Yeah, it's something that like interacts with it in a way that like creates heat and that right. like they thought that what they were seeing was like an error and they were like, there's all these like white chunks throughout the thing. I guess they didn't mix it well enough. And it turns out that was like the signature that they should have been using to be like, oh no, they were really onto something. And when this shit cracks and that like all you need to do is get it wet, and it reforms.
Damn. Right.
We lost so much cool shit to history, like we don't even know about. Like, wasn't there like a birth control plant or something that existed around the time as well that went completely extinct? And like something, what was the some like flamethrower technology or some shit that they had?
Greek fire. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just I mean, I constantly wonder like how much cool shit like. Because this stuff is equivalent to what we're, you know, I mean, maybe even more technologically advanced than what we're dealing with today. And I think we kind of have a bias of like, if it's old, it's not worth it. But this is fascinating.
It's like, okay, so we got this cool technology. And I understand that it's cool and practical and all this stuff. But what we could do is let the mafia infiltrate all the workers' unions. And we can just build infrastructure that's destined to crumble in like 2 to 5 years. And, you know, we just stimulate the economy by having these
people. Exactly. That's what I think that's really it, though. I do. I like even like without the mafia, like you sell more concrete if the shit, you know, like you sell more iPhones if they break after a couple years, like after the fourth update, like with that phone. Like I think and also like I didn't realize. So. Making concrete accounts for 7% of global emissions, and concrete is the most consumed material on Earth, second only to water.
Wow. Yeah. I read or watched or something very recently that we could cut down 95% of all production and consumption and have plenty for everybody. Everybody in the world.
Right. But we don't want to.
But we don't want to.
It's not creating jobs, Yudoye.
We're not creating jobs, and that's what's most important. You got to create jobs that don't meet anyone's needs.
And don't pay very well either. You need 3 or 4 of them just to live, but you know
what? Keep busy. Yeah.
They exist.
We got them busy so that they have to work, so that they never stop for a moment and be like, wait a fucking second here.
We
got
to deify the state.
Yeah.
We have to deify the state. That's what it's all about, everybody.
Yeah. I really do think it's important like my understanding, even the fact that they've known that there was this better form of concrete and they just like haven't been able to like figure it out completely blows up my understanding of like our scientific capabilities,
yeah.
Which admittedly is driven mostly by movies like Face Off and Iron Man. But like, you know, I just assume you take a little chunk of the Roman concrete and you put it in like a little
machine, you analyze it.
Yeah, like a microwave looking matter analyzer. And it's like, it is this and this and this. And then you're like, boom.
I mean, it's like you said, they just thought they didn't mix it well and they never tried to like just do it that way.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's just like recreate this.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think that's some military industrial complex shit because, you know, all science is for the military and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Like you mentioned Iron Man, every couple years, I feel like the biggest science news is they're making a real Iron Man suit and nobody is like, for who?
Yeah.
Not one time have I seen an article that's like, for who? Who is that for?
Yeah.
They're making Gundams, though. They're making real Gundams.
They did the last like Boston Scientific robot that they showed everybody, like the context they put it in was a construction site, but it was like it's like massively powerful bipedal robot that was like that like came from a sitting position, like leapt to its feet, did a backflip, like threw this massive like bag of weights onto this platform over its head, leapt onto the platform, and it's like,
we built a gazebo in 20 minutes. Like, that's not what that was for.
Yeah, what is that for?
Come on.
You don't need that for the fucking construction site. Like, that.
Like, what
just
is that
have
for?
It killing, like, have it going through a, you know, obstacle course with machine guns or something. If you, like, just be honest about what you're building this shit for.
Right. Like, what are you
and
doing?
Even when it comes to this concrete shit, I think they're going to, like, even if they figure it out, like, 100% the way, you know, we're going to get the watered down version of that. It's not going to heal itself. They're going to make it so you have to replace it even more. You know how they give us the cheap shit where it doesn't work right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. They got the police dogs already, the little Black Mirror police dogs out there. And I've seen people push those over.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
they're very vulnerable.
That's the thing. That's what I was saying about, like, so I had a big thing like earlier, like a few weeks back, where I was talking about how amazing, like, so somebody figured out something about the second bounce in the human gait, like the human, like how we walk is this incredibly complex thing. They like defied scientific understanding for a while. And I was making fun of all the robots that they've tried to make walk on two feet. And like, they just always seem like they're not good at that. And so somebody sent me this video of the new Boston Scientific construction killer robot to like disprove it. But yeah, I feel like when you get them in the field and it's like not, you can't program it. So that like they know where everything is, and you know, it's like the Tesla self-driving car. Unless they've like scanned the course and like cleared it ahead of time, you know, but there might be a banana peel in its path that just upends everything.
Think about all of that, and they figured out how to make the titties bounce in Dead or Alive in like 2002. but we're still stuck on walking.
Yeah.
It shows you where our priorities are as a nation. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I put the second hitch in my step to avoid creasing my Jordans. I think that's important. That's what I.
Yeah. By the way, you do your great Jordans in your special. You had some.
Oh, hey, thank you.
What kind did you wear?
The blue, the greats.
Ooh, fuck yeah! I got a pair of those upstairs.
The ones.
Yeah, a lot of people shit on mids, but those are fire.
Yeah, no, I'm a big fan of those. They were actually they were stolen when I was in Oakland on tour.
Oh, for real?
But you know, I had a good run with them.
Yeah,
there you go.
Never got them creased beforehand.
Yeah, the problem with those is the suede. You know, the colors, like the crease on the. Yeah. You know what? We don't have to get into all that.
Yeah, but they do turn greenish. Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. All right, and then there's end of last week, Labor Department announced a surge in new jobs. Biden is taking credit for the job boom, arguing that it's now crystal clear that his economic package was rock solid.
Ooh,
but
a rock solid package from Biden. Okay.
That's right. Yeah. He's virile. But it was actually led by bars and restaurants opening back up after the vacancies sparked by the pandemic. And there's also a vast downward trend in, so like technology, finance, and manufacturing firms are laying off workers, and then like leisure and hospitality is adding jobs. So that's what we're seeing, but like the quality of jobs is going down, but yeah, there's just like more of them.
The quality of life you can live with between like the tech job and the leisure and hospitality jobs is like the, it's a shame that, again, this goes back to our point earlier. It seems like just there's an active push to just preserve jobs that will grind you into dust. So you have absolutely no time to think. You might need to have 2, 3, 4 of them just to make it by. And I truly do think we brought this up a number of times on the podcast, but I think they really do not want to have what happened in 2020 happen again. And it seems to be in the system incentivizes, you know, this immune system you bring up a lot, Jack, of like just there's like a sentient capitalistic organism that just wants to preserve the jobs and the things that are going to grind us down to the point where we just cannot think. Yeah.
Make the most money. It doesn't matter if it's make the most money for the most people. It's just make the most money. So the most money needs to be changing hands. Like that's what the system is designed to, you know, drive towards, grow towards, and then protect once it has it.
So. Yeah. I don't remember who the specific example is, but I feel like there's been a big spike in people kind of going mask off with that rhetoric and explicitly saying this is a time we need to punish the working force and whatnot. And we need to limit the power of the buying power of the working class and all of these things. I mean, I feel like they're being a lot more explicit about it because people are stuck in this mindset that there's no alternative to capitalism, even though we have this critique of it, which is why I talk about doomer shit up top.
Yeah.
I think people are so stuck in that mindset that this is the way it has to be.
Right.
And, you know, there are obviously barriers to finding our way out, but there are barriers to just being in it as is. So, you know, why not give it a shot?
It already is uncomfortable. So we need, you know, it really is impossible for like that. There's this, I forget who said it, but it's easier to picture the end of the world than it is to picture the end of capitalism because we're like capitalism is so thoroughly, you know, ingrained in not only our society, but like just in everyone's mindset. So like it's either like a modern day world like where that a movie takes place in, or it's like the apocalypse. It's just like, you know, everything has fallen apart. Nobody can imagine some alternative where it's just like, no, things are actually better here.
Yeah. I mean, I do know who said this, that capitalism seems inescapable, but so did the divine right of kings. That was Ursula Le Guin, you know?
Yeah.
And that's real as fuck.
Mm-hmm. That is real as fuck.
I feel like there is a way out. Margaret Thatcher only said that shit in the 80s, you know? That's not that long ago.
That's funny. Yeah,
I don't know, dog. They said I couldn't write on the Garfield reboot, and I feel like what do we need a Garfield reboot for? There's another way.
Exactly.
There's another way.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk about balloons and other fun things.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
And we're back. And so you've probably seen the headlines by now. You might have even seen the videos. There was a Chinese spy balloon that was spotted over Montana. And I was having a hard time picturing what that meant. Like, someone saw a balloon in the sky. And what was so attention grabbing? And so I watched the YouTube video, and it is fucking eerie. It is very strange looking.
I'm not going to argue that it doesn't look weird, but my whole thing is, like, I was like, what is the U.S. government telling us this for? Like, why is this story getting so out there now? Because, I mean, I feel like we've had, they've said this has happened before a number of times, just this one's a little different because it's sticking around and is more persistent and acting, you know, strangely or whatever. But I kind of feel like the U.S. government is really putting this out there, because if they didn't want us to know about it, we wouldn't know about it right now. And I feel like, you know, they're doing this like, see, look what the Chinese government does, trying to surveillance. They're all fucked up. It feels like an op, like an advertisement for, like, hey, we gotta, you know, increase our military funding, because the U.S. military, they do this to us. They've collected data on us without our knowledge, and then they don't tell us about it. But then, you know, the Chinese government does that, and they kind of use that as a mascot to be like, hey, guys, you know, it's bad out there because evil governments are doing this to you. And it's like, well, you're being a little bit of a hypocrite here, right?
Yeah, I'm on TikTok already. What am I scared of? You know, my question is, why would they be so conspicuous about it?
Right.
Now, like, if that's really weird. What's going on, like, why would they not just, like, they have so many other means to do like,
they have satellites.
Sinister shit.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, what is a balloon going to do that a satellite couldn't? I have so many questions.
Funny you ask, because, but did you guys watch the video?
I did not.
I watched some of the video. Yeah.
Let's just watch this video real quick, because the thing that's weird is that it is just stationary. It's just stuck there in the sky. And this person who's, like, taking the video of it has, like, a magnified lens, but it's just a white dot that is just, like, sitting there in the sky. And also, like, at that same time, Montana, like, had to ground all their airport, like, their...
Yo, does China just take all of its surveillance shit from movies? Because they got Skynet, they got the Note balloon. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Can you just stop making movies? Like, what is going on?
It's, like, so it looks like it's a photograph, right?
Yeah.
It looks like a photograph of, like, a white dot on a blue background.
Yeah, it looks like the moon, like, if you weren't really paying attention.
Yeah.
It's kind of just floating there.
We didn't land on the moon. The moon landed on us.
This guy spends the whole video, like, if you turn the audio on, he, like, spends the whole video being like, this is not the moon. I know you're going to think it's the moon. It's not the moon. And then at the end, he's like, there's the moon.
Oh, shit.
Like,
nah, buddy.
That's
I know the
moon right there.
I know the moon when I see it.
That's no moon.
Sorry,
that's Kashyyyk.
Yeah.
But anyways, the big thing that's changed is that the spy tech has gotten so small that you can just, like, tie it to a balloon and launch that. And it's just as good as the shit that you can launch in a satellite. Like, it's gotten so tiny that balloons work. And the thing that a balloon can do, at least these types of balloons, is they can just stay stationary, whereas a satellite, you need multiple passes from different satellites to get, like, multiple looks, whereas this one can just, like, kind of hover.
So does this not show up on radar? And, like, since civilians can see it from the ground, it seems like you could take this shit out with a BB gun. I'm not sure why this is more threatening than something else.
Yeah, no, it does make you wonder why they are using the same technology that Winnie the Pooh used to steal honey.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah.
I feel like if I saw that, I would be like, hey, man, I got my phone on me. You're good.
You can just
get somebody else.
Right.
You just turn the mic on. You could just call me.
Right.
Like, I know you're listening. We're like, if you want to talk, just hit me up.
Does this not feel like this story is getting too big for what it actually is? It just feels like people are like pointing to this as like some sign of something, like some encroaching something. And I don't feel fear about this. So I'm wondering if I'm being foolish or if they are.
Yeah, I'm not scared of it.
You know what? A quote that I've been really dwelling on recently is that prisons exist so you don't think everywhere else is a prison. Mm. And I think that's what this is. I feel like this is like, if you see the balloon, you'll think there aren't little tiny balloons everywhere.
Got it. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like being in a panopticon prison and then a guard comes and looks you in the face. Like, okay, I know I'm already being looked at. Right. What are you?
Okay. Right.
Yeah,
that's the spy. We're not spying on you with your phones following you everywhere that you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's also the USA isn't shooting the balloon down because of potential falling debris, which I don't know.
If you've ever cared about falling debris.
Yeah. What?
Debris?
That was the part where I was like, all right, something is going on here.
We're not even talking about a game. We're talking about debris.
Yeah, bro. It's like they want it to be a hanging example of like China's impending like doom over it. But that's so fucked up. I feel like if there was something that scary, like that's happening, it probably is happening and they aren't telling us about it. Like, we're not that stupid.
That's it crazy. Also feels like they're making up an excuse why they're not shooting it down. Because, like, the truth is they just don't want to piss off China.
Yeah, so, that's you.
Like, they're just like, yeah, that guy staring at me menacingly, I'd go tell him to fuck off. But I'm worried a fight would ensue and I might push him over so hard that he'd fall down on somebody.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing the same thing. The Communist Party was like, okay, now that is ours. I will say that, but it's not.
It's just a weather balloon.
It's a citizen's airship. That's all it is. It's like, come on, y'all. Everyone's lying, and it's like we're in this play, and no one's believing anyone. We're all terrible scene actors or scene partners together. This is fucking. This is infuriating.
They're like, it blew off course, but then it's just like sitting there, like. Clearly
Montana?
Being controlled by something in Montana, just hovering over Bozeman.
Like, how do you blow off course from China?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we were just testing the weather.
Isn't there a second one up in Canada right now? I know this one blew in from Canada, but I thought there was like a second one that the Canadian government was monitoring as well, like in their territory.
Just blew in from Canada, and boy, are my flaps tired.
There you go.
That's a balloon.
Some balloon humor.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, that's the thing that we've been hearing, that China and the U.S. are, like, spying on each other with, like, mobile phone networks in the Caribbean that surveil U.S. mobile phone subscribers. 2018, America was writing about how they were stepping up surveillance of the South China Sea because growing fear that China will try and, you know, take full control. So it's just a bunch of, it's like an open secret that both countries are spying on each other.
So let me ask you this, Jack. You being super into UFOs and all that.
Yeah.
The wild orbs that we were seeing just defy physics and all that. Do you think? Yeah. Do you think there's a slight possibility that
spy balloons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not necessarily balloons, but I guess that's what I'm saying is like that seems like the freakier, you know, story, like the scarier potentially maybe thing. It's like this thing works in a way that we don't know and we have no idea what it is or where it is or how it works or anything. And this thing is like, we know who it is. And it's floating right here. You can look at it right now. And it feels like more of like a kind of like a band-aid for, like, I know there's a lot of existential fears out there right now, so let's go ahead and float this little balloon boy out there and let you guys worry about that.
Yeah.
Like a fear you can recognize.
Man, we do go crazy over balloons, don't we?
We do.
That balloon boy story, that was like crazy. People went nuts for that. And it
was that when the kid was like up there, like it was Moody's Point? Is that?
Yeah.
He was just like hiding at his dad's house or something.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
But yet none of it really scares me. That's the thing, is because like, if the technology is as advanced as they say it is, the scary version of that is, like, the second you get this super advanced technology, they're just going to take everyone out because they have that power. Like, that's kind of how the, like, military-industrial complex tells us to think about the world. And, like, so every time I see advanced technology like that, I'm like, well, whoever has this has the ability to, like, just fuck us up dramatically, embarrassingly, like, quickly.
Yeah.
And they're not. Mm-hmm. So, like, there, it just makes me think that there might be something, some more hopeful version of things than the extremely depressing one that we get from the military-industrial complex, which is that we need to spend, you know, billions and trillions of dollars on weapons or else we're fucked because whoever has the best weapons is automatically going to just, like, try and kill you the second they have better weapons than you.
That makes sense. Like, this really, this story feels like it recertifies that for me, because, I mean, if we're talking about, like, just some wild tic-tac floating thing that defies everything we know about physics and science, and then a balloon that's kind of stuck, I mean, I feel like, I just feel like, you know, the latter is a thing that, you know, it makes me not scared of the technology that's out there at all in any way, shape, or form, because it's, if this is the best they can offer, then shit, I'm good.
I mean, at this point, I'm like, I'm going to kill myself. Like, what do you, what am I supposed to be scared of, dog? Like, what do you, want me to be? You know, I don't care.
This high fructose corn syrup is going to take me out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need to be worried about some balloon.
Right. Yeah. Something's going to get me. Mm-hmm. It'll just, I would like, statistically, it's going to just be a guy. So, like, what am I worried about a balloon for? You know,
right.
I'm a black dude just being outside. Like, what am I worried about China for?
Mm-hmm. Right. You
know? I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, to your point that, like, why is this suddenly a major news story? A bunch of balloons were spotted spying on the U.S. in 2019. You might remember that as not a thing that happened in the media. Like, nobody in the media was covering that shit. That was because they were launched by the U.S. military, part of a surveillance test to spy on Americans in order to locate and deter narcotic trafficking and homeland security threats.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're allowing this to be a story.
Oh, yeah.
And didn't allow 2019 to be a story. So,
we do everything but the right thing.
Always.
Just always. Everything but. Yeah. No, let's not fund, you know, care and whatnot. Let's just put balloons in the sky and deter drugs, which are fun.
Deter people from having fun.
They're fun.
Let's take this fun thing, a balloon, and use it to, in the least fun, the most fun deterrent way possible.
Right. That's fucked up too. They use balloons, which are also fun.
Yeah,
to stop shit that's also fun.
That's fun.
They're more than, like, fun. They're whimsical. They're almost like there's a majesty about them, and they just use it for drone surveillance. Like,
right? Yeah. Like, come on, bro.
They're gonna have, like, a skywalking penny farthing next that just, like, comes across the sky,
shoots lasers at anyone who has a thought that's, like, ruled controversial.
Right.
Oh shit.
Damn, bro. Could be using that shit for travel. We could be getting around in airships and whatnot.
Right,
bring back
that needs
the blimp.
To happen.
Yeah,
I think we
gotta
can
bring
all
back
agree
blimps.
On that shit. That would bring
though.
America together. Okay. If just Zeppelin. Do you know the Goodyear blimp is just full of helium?
Is it really?
Yeah, that's just a helium balloon up there.
It's just, so we just learned nothing.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Fuck wow, yeah. I want to do that. Take me up. All right, Yudoye, truly a pleasure having you as always on the show. Hey.
It's been a great time, man.
Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
I'm at Yudoye on everything. I think it's Yudoye _ on Twitter. I'm also, I mean, hopefully going to be bouncing off social media soon enough with this Twitter fiasco. But I got a podcast called Jaded Forum that I would love for people to check out. We talk about a lot of the shit I was just talking about, you know, get into granular shit. And I feel like,
yeah.
I don't know, man. It's a good time.
Go check it out. Is there a work of media that you've been enjoying?
I guess I've had this is a music thing. I've had Herbie Hancock's album Sunlight on repeat the past week or so.
You got it on vinyl, or are you listening to it on streaming?
I'm just on streaming. I picked up the bass again, so I've just been like,
there you go.
It's a vinyl's a hard way to, you know, reset and learn shit.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Justin, Where can people find you? Is there a work of media you've been enjoying?
Yeah, thanks. It's been really fun, you know, dipping a toe out there into the public world. You guys can find me at JConTheSmith on Instagram. I am not on Twitter or anywhere else. I debated on whether even telling you guys where to find me, but you know, I feel comfortable with this crew. The Zeit Gang has seems like the least toxic fan base you could be a part of. So yeah, you guys can hit me up there. I promise you, I'm not kidding when I say I barely dipped at all into the messy waters of social media. I think I've accepted less than 100 followers, and my account was private. I'm making it public today. You guys can look at pictures of my dog and me just traveling around LA. Yeah, Lions, the goddess. And yeah, hit me up if you guys want to talk about any nerd shit or just, you know, have someone to, you know, bounce an idea off of or two. I love art. I love tattoos. I love sneaker culture. Love all that shit. So that is, again, at JConTheSmith, JConTheSmith on Instagram. And I do have a work of media I've been enjoying. I've been getting really into like buying jewelry and stuff lately. Like my grandma gifted me a few of her old like gold rings and necklaces and stuff. And it kind of sparked this joy in me. My uncle also, rest in peace, Uncle Tony, he owned a jewelry store in Chicago. And there's this goldsmith that goes by the name of Castro Smith on Instagram as some of the most beautiful custom pieces you will ever see. He uses rare materials. He uses all types of minerals, gold, rubies, emeralds, and they just look amazing. They're 100% just pure works of art. And so that's Castro Smith on Instagram, and you can find him there.
All right. I'm going to go old fashioned, go a couple tweets I've been enjoying.
Click that this was the tweet section. I had another.
Okay. You want to give us a tweet? I don't say tweets anymore. Cause,
yeah. I got confused. But I have it's a TikTok. There's visual to it, but like, just know this man is watching a mukbang video and his friend walks in. That's
okay.
Hey, bro, we're just going to go downtown. You trying to come? What? I know, I'm good, man. All right. Hey, what are you watching? It's what you doing? What is this, bro? Why are you? It's what I like. It's what I like to watch. Oh, she was fucking it up. She got
like a motherfucker.
Let me see.
Ooh. That's from Shoddy What Makes You TikTok, I believe, is the account.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
All right. This tweet is from CoolMathGame_. And I'm calling it out because I want to hear you guys' thoughts as, you know, comic book fans, aficionados. Corey, Cool Math Games, tweeted, Spider-Man would be useless in a small town, no buildings to swing from. He would just be a regular guy at that point. Has anybody tried to do that? Has anyone done the Spider-Man in Smallville type shit?
I think so, but that's also completely false. I mean, he's got super strength, super agility. He can sense things before it's going to happen. Just because he's like on skyscrapers doesn't mean being, you know, two stories up above everyone else is going to be kind of helpful. You got the high ground. We know that's helpful from Star Wars. I don't see this being I don't see him taking L's in a small town. No.
Yeah, Corey, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, stupid. He can web other shit.
Yeah, bro. He can just wrap you up onto the side of a fucking bus stop. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, he can sling himself. Like, locomotion might be a different story. Mm-hmm. But, like, combat? No. That's it. You know, that's a wrap. He's good.
Sophia Benoit tweeted, I'm going to say something that might be fucked up. 250 should be divisible by 3. And I just agree with that. 250 should be divisible by 3. And the fact that it isn't is a fucking travesty.
It's all math to me. I don't know.
man, what the fuck? No, bro. What? Nah, it's, huh?
Should be, right?
No, man. This is some, like, this is some Terrence Howard math.
Yeah, that's what yeah.
Right?
This is the new math.
The new math. That's not how the math works in my brain.
No, but, yeah. 1 + 1 actually equals 4. No, bro.
All right. You can find me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. Hit me with the invite to the Discord. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you might enjoy. Super producer Justin, what is the song that you think people might enjoy?
If you want to feel like you're seawalking through Lavender Town and the original Pokemon Yellow, all my 90s brethren know what I'm talking about, throw on this song, bro. This shit is so good. This is Floating by Schoolboy Q and 21 Savage. The beat is so fire. It reminds me of that. You're going through a little ghost town in Pokemon, and you're just seawalking on all the hoes. So you can find that in the footnotes. That's Floating by Schoolboy Q and 21 Savage.
What is it? Is it off an album?
It's off Crash Talk. Yeah. I mean, there's even a little reference to, I think, how does it go? Swag on, mask got no legs, bitch, I'm floating. Might turn into a ghost punk, bitch, yes, I'm floating. God damn, the song is so good. Turn that shit on, you're going to have yourself a good Monday, I promise.
All right. Well, The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That is going to do it for us this morning. We're back this afternoon to tell you what is trending, and we will talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
Hello there, I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.